Greetings, everyone, and welcome to In Accord, which this week is our annual special episode produced by the students of Foundation Institute. Every year, those students go through a second semester class called Service in the Church, taught by Mr. David Johnson and a variety of presenters that he arranges. In that class, the students are given a clear picture of what it means to be dedicated to serving, serving individuals, serving congregations, and serving the greater work of the church. They cover a wide variety of topics, and a number of those classes are conducted by the media staff, where we expose them to serving in various areas of media production. It varies from year to year, but they all get hands-on experience in things like writing blogs and articles, find out what it's like to answer letters that the personal correspondence department receives. And then they break into smaller groups for projects such as producing a student annual, doing audio recordings, promoting the church on social media, and learning video production. This year, we had two teams at work, one on producing this class annual, which gives them editorial and graphic design experience, such as they would find in the magazine world. Here's this year's version, which, by the way, we're going to send a copy to each congregation for display at the information tables. It was very well done and gives a great behind-the-scenes look at their lives and activities. The other big project was to get video experience by producing a student version of In Accord. This is always a big, time-consuming project. First, they have to understand everything involved behind every production. They have to assemble their team, which begins with them signing up for tasks such as project manager, storyboard developing, script writing, presenting, interviewing, operating a teleprompter, doing the makeup, camera and audio, editing, creating the graphics, proofreading, and technical operations. All those things that go into producing a program like this. Then they have to select a topic for their presentation, one that not only is informative for the whole church, but also one that would give them opportunity to get in plenty of work in all of those areas. They always learn a lot, they have a lot of fun doing it, and if nothing else, they gain a much better insight as to what goes into a production like this. This is the 10th year now where we are bringing to you the FI version of In Accord. And if you have seen them before, you know they do a good job. So for the rest of this edition, I'm pleased to present the Foundation Institute production of In Accord. Their sign-off will be the end of this week's program. So I'll just say my goodbye now and turn it over to the FI students for their version of In Accord.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this installment of In Accord. We're your hosts, Amber Taylor.
And I'm Nick Bryant.
And we are so excited to share this week's production with you.
This year at Foundation Institute has been amazing for us. Between the various classes, assignments, out-of-class activities, and even our own videos, we have certainly been very busy. But it's still so surprising how quickly the year has gone by.
I think I can speak for our entire class when I say that these past 9 months have had a profound impact on us. It truly has been an incredible investment into our spiritual lives. One thing that we've been looking forward to all year was preparing for the student-produced In Accord.
When we were in the process of discussing what we would present, we decided that we wanted to highlight current employees who had formerly gone through the FI program. And we especially wanted to focus on how their jobs impact the work of the church.
With that in mind, we are so excited to give you a glimpse into the work lives of some of the church's dedicated employees.
Well, without further ado, I'll introduce our reporter for this production, current FI student and my roommate, Camus Harris.
For his first interview, he will be interviewing someone whose number one fun fact is that he dry scoops creatine. Over to you, Camus.
Hi, my name is Kendrick Diaz. I graduated FI in 2021, and I'm a writer slash editor.
All right, very cool. Now, from your fun fact, I heard that you dry scoop creatine. Can you expound upon that a little bit?
Yes, I dry scoop my creatine because I got to get 5 grams per day, and I'm not satisfied with a fraction of a gram less than that. So 5 grams per day, and you know, if you put it in water and mix it up, there's always going to be some sediments at the bottom. So I spend a lot of time researching, editing different blogs, publishing articles, writing verse-by-verse scripts, reviewing LHTP scripts. My favorite part about being a writer, I would say the variety. I am involved in so many different things, and there's always something new, and it brings an element of excitement to the job. So, like I said, verse-by-verse is something that I'm involved with, but also LHTP, writing blogs, writing articles. I recently got into producing reels with Haley, so that's a new and upcoming project we're working on, and we're really excited about that. So it's never really dull. There's always something to do, and I'm involved in different creative endeavors. It depends. If I've got a verse-by-verse script, I'll usually check to see if I have any upcoming deadlines on those, and then I'll get to work on some of those scripts. Or I check to see if I have any meetings with some of the LHT presenters to see if they need a script that needs to be reviewed. But I try to spend most of my time researching and writing for the different articles, blogs, or just recently I did the Grace booklet, so that was something that took up a huge chunk of time. To know that you're involved in something that's deeply meaningful, I have gotten comments from members around the country, around the world, who have told me that they appreciate what I'm putting out there, that they're learning, that they're understanding things more deeply. So that's always extremely impactful to me, to know that you're influencing somebody and someone around the world is finding value in what you do, and we're involved in the greatest work that can be done is preaching the gospel and making sure that the members around the world are being fed. So that's probably the most exciting, the most fun part about my job.
Wow. Kendrick really takes his creatine seriously. Thank you, Camus and Kendrick. There's no doubt that our writers have a significant impact on the work of the church.
For sure. It's inspiring to see how Kendrick has received feedback on his writing from all corners of the world.
Well, next up, we have one of the winners of the 2023 annual Sherman Pie Contest. Back to you, Camus.
My name is Monica Eversole. I'm an editor in the Personal Correspondence Department, and I graduated in the class of 2024, so just last May.
From your fun fact, I remember you won a pie contest.
Yes.
What type of pie did you end up making?
It was a cookie butter pie.
All right, so you are an editor. What is your favorite part about being in this role?
I think it's just really fascinating to get to see kind of behind the scenes, getting to see questions come in from people who, we do get questions from some members, but a lot of people who don't have any contact with the church. So getting to see people, you know, reach out with a question and then we respond back to them, we start to build that relationship, and then we kind of see their understanding grow over time. So I come in the morning and we'll have a bunch of questions that came in, you know, overnight or in the morning. So I get those assigned out to our ministers who make up our team of writers. And so after that, I'll spend my day proofreading different responses that come in from the ministers, the writers. And then I will also handle a few questions myself. So we get a lot of questions like people wanting booklets or Discern magazine subscriptions. So I will correspond a little bit with people myself too to help answer those types of questions.
Okay. And do you work a lot with groups or do you work more on solo projects?
It's more solo. We do have a team and we communicate quite a bit throughout the day, but you know, the writers have their portion and then Tatiana and Emily and I have our side where we're proofreading and assigning things out. So everyone's kind of got their position. It's really, really awesome to get to work for the church, to get to serve God's people, work with God's people. And then especially in this role, you're getting to serve people outside of the church as well. So that's really special. That's kind of a unique role. You're getting to help people who, you know, they may come into the church one day, they may not, but either way, we are kind of planting that seed with people. We're developing those relationships with them. So, you know, one day we'll see what comes of that. But that is really cool because in most roles, you don't get to interact with people outside of the church very much.
Thank you, Camus and Monica. It's really interesting to see how PCD works and how important it is to answer various questions from people both in the world and in the church. And I have to add, it really sounds like Monica is a pioneer of the baking industry.
That was awful. But I really do want some pie still. Well, when I asked this next interviewee what a fun fact about herself is, she said that she is one giant fun fact. Back over to you, Camus.
Do I have to be friendly? My name is Haley Willoughby. I am a social media manager, and I graduated FI in 2019.
All right, very cool. So from your fun fact is that you are a fun fact, and I think that is very expressed through your sticky note wall. If you would just like to express that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Sticky Note Wall is my collaborative art space in my office. It started when Jeremy Lawyer put a sticky note on my wall, and then somebody else came and put a sticky note on my wall, and it just continued to build and build until it became what it is now. And there's a lot of fun little pieces on the wall, but anybody who ever comes to the office is free to draw on a sticky note and post it on the wall wherever they want. There's multiple from Kevin Scarborough's daughter. They're mostly chickens, but I like him. I am in charge of managing social media for Life, Hope, and Truth at Kongwa, which means I schedule out posts for promotions and blogs and articles, discern, while also creating content specifically for social media, like our reels or any graphics based off of blogs or articles, as well as re-promoting old content we have on Life, Hope, and Truth. You know, we talk a lot about gifts and the gifts God gives us, and if this is a way that I can use my gift to serve a greater population and while also helping preach the gospel, that I think is very rewarding.
Well, thank you for letting us interview you today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem. Never again.
Thank you, Camus and Haley. You know, I really should start working on a sticky note to put on that wall.
You should definitely stick to that idea.
You've got to stop with these puns, seriously. But it's interesting to hear Haley tell us about her side of what goes on behind preaching the gospel. You know, there's really so much that goes into social media than what many people realize.
Absolutely. I think we have even gotten a small taste of that with the reels that we've been creating for the FI social media pages.
Well, up next, we have someone who, when she was a kid, she wanted to be a professional acrobat. Over to you, Camus.
I'm Elena Salyer. I'm a graphic designer, and I graduated FI in 2022.
Okay. So I heard you wanted to be a professional acrobat. So do you ever pursue doing anything like that?
Only on the weekends, on the moonlighting. Definitely not anymore. It was so much fun, though, when I was a kid. I really wanted to be a gymnast and an acrobat. I help David Hicks, who is our other graphic designer. I work with layout for our publications. If there is any like events or anything like that, I help with branding or any printables for those events. Sometimes I help with thumbnails or the odds and ends like that. I'm working on One Accord, so the magazine that goes out to the members, and then I'm working on the FI annual for the FI Media Project, helping with that class, and then I'm working on a few thumbnails for Verse by Verse. My favorite part about working here would have to be when we get to do like any creative process, like any brainstorming at the beginning of a project is probably my favorite thing to do, when you're just given like an article title or a theme and you have to come up with branding or an image or graphic or something like that for it. Kind of just makes my day. Like, I love that entire process. Just knowing that actually designing something is making an impact for the product. So if someone reads an article because the image drew them in, then like that makes me happy. Knowing that I succeeded in them getting to the content based on the design of whatever it is. If it's an event that they think looks cool and so then they want to go, that's probably the most rewarding part.
Thank you, Camus and Elena. Graphic design sounds like it's just as fun as being a professional acrobat.
It sure does. It's inspiring to see the role that the graphic design plays into the church's efforts. It's really neat how something as simple as a graphic can draw someone into reading an entire article.
Next up, we have someone who has been known to create unorthodox food combinations. Back to you, Camus.
One weird meal that I've made actually recently was I have a piece of toast and had peanut butter and jam and a slice of cheese on it. And that's more one of the more mild ones,
okay.
Mild food combinations that I created.
That's pretty interesting. I don't know if I'll try that, but that's good for you.
I'm Ashley Peoples, and I'm one of the editors/producers here at the office, and I graduated FI in 2019. When it comes to FI Online, I will work on kind of multiple projects in various stages. So right now, continuing to work on the Exodus classes that are getting uploaded right now. Also, making sure that other classes that need to be getting recorded right now are getting recorded. I really enjoy how even the very small things that I do, it all kind of points to the greater good, and it's that we are creating educational content for the membership, for people outside of our church, and the fact that it's going somewhere, the fact that people are benefiting from it. I think that kind of helps keep everything in perspective. It makes me feel good whenever, you know, struggling through various problems, you know, technical issues, having that in the back of my mind is like, okay, I can get through this day or whatever. Because, you know, there's challenges that come up. There's anything related to technology, there's always going to be issues and challenges that you need to work through or fix or stuff like that. So I think knowing that it's going somewhere for the greater good is my favorite part of that.
Thanks, Camus and Ashley. You know, I really respect your ambition for food, but I don't know if I'm brave enough to try all those food combinations.
Me neither, but it's nice to hear about how fulfilling your job can be. The work that many of the employees put in to support the church's educational efforts is something that I know many of us really appreciate.
This next interviewee's fun fact was that he is an excellent kazoo player. Over to you, Camus.
I'm Seth Salyer. I'm a video editor here at headquarters, and I graduated FI in 2022. I have it written right there. I forgot. I don't know what, as a video editor, I edit videos is what I... So my job here is primarily as a video editor, but all of the people who work in this little bay here, we kind of do everything that's involved in video production. So sometimes that's being involved in the actual writing portion of whatever we're shooting, although not usually. We do have a lot of dedicated writers, and for In Accord, the presenters write their own scripts. But we spend a lot of time in the studio behind the camera doing the actual shooting on the day of, and then once our project is shot, we bring it back in here and we cut it all together. My favorite part about this job, I think, is first of all, getting to work with awesome people. It's really cool getting to come in here every day and be with people of like mind, people who are all living God's way of life. We're all here together. It's really nice to not have the worldly atmosphere that you often have to deal with in a workplace. But as far as the work itself, it's fun being able to tell really cool stories. The most rewarding part about working for headquarters is, I would say, just being with people of like mind, being able to contribute to the work in maybe a small way. Maybe, you know, you never really know how far that reach goes, and it's ultimately not up to us. It's up to God to decide who benefits from it and how. But it's really nice to be in this position, to be able to serve in some capacity and to be with people of like mind.
Thank you, Camus and Seth. You know, playing kazoo is something I know I cannot take up.
That's for sure.
As we notice with Seth and the others, there is so much that goes on behind the scenes that really has an impact on the church's commitment to not only preach the gospel, but also to feed the flock. And it's really so inspiring to see Foundation Institute alumni have such a huge part to play in the work of the church.
FI has certainly been such an incredible experience for us. Getting to work on this In Accord has been a lot of fun, and it's definitely a highlight of our year. Plus, we have really enjoyed being able to build meaningful relationships with those who work here at the church's headquarters.
I can second everything that you just said. It's so shocking to see our time at the program come to a close so fast, but nonetheless, it has been time well spent.
Well, that's all we have for this installment of In Accord.
We wanted to thank you guys so much for watching, and we wish you a happy Sabbath wherever you are around the world. Thanks, Camus and Ashley. I respect your ambition for food, but I don't know if I'm brave enough to try all that you do.
Me neither. But it's nice to hear about how fulfilling.
Thank you, Camus and Ashley. You know, I really Thanks, Camus and Ashley. You know, I really
Why am I saying expect? Why am I saying...
Thanks, Camus and Ashley. You know, I really respect...
Why is that so hard?